Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a story that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. Andrew Johnson, vice principal at Riverside High School, and Corporal Richard Lane are named as co-defendants in a civil rights suit filed by Betsy Frame. In her suit, filed September 10th in Kanawha Circuit Court, Frame alleges Johnson and Lane falsely imprisoned and arrested her daughter, a special education student, nearly 2 years ago when they mistook her reaction to waking up from a seizure-induced nap as an act of aggression. Frame's daughter, identified as B.D., as early as 2009, was diagnosed with epilepsy, Asperger's syndrome, attention deficit, social anxiety, and seizure disorders. Prior to enrolling her at Riverside for the 2011-2012 school year, Frame worked with the Board of Education in developing an independent education plan for BD. The IEP made reference that a symptom of BD's Asperger's syndrome caused her to be selectively mute, rarely speaking to anyone regardless of the interaction. Also, her epilepsy caused BD to sometimes go into a sleeping seizure, whereby she would appear asleep and upon awaking appear to be dazed, confused, and disoriented. According to the suit, BD, on November 18, 2011, at about 7:30 a.m., experienced a sleeping seizure in Riverside's special education classroom. Johnson was summoned to the classroom when the teacher, who is not identified in the complaint, was unable to get a response from her. About 15 minutes later, Johnson arrived in the classroom with Lane, who is assigned to Riverside as its prevention resource officer. Instead of inquiring about her medical status, the suit claims they gave BD multiple warnings to awaken and come down to the office. After Johnson was unable to get a response from BD after tapping on her shoulder at least once, Lane then issued several verbal commands for BD to sit up and then proceeded to tap her on the shoulder. The suit says when that proved unsuccessful, Lane placed his hand on her elbow and further asked her to go to the office. This caused BD to be awakened from her seizure, whereupon she smacked Lane's arm. In response, Lane placed his hand under her right bicep and jerked her completely out of her chair, placed her under arrest by throwing her to the ground, face down, and forcibly placing her hands in cuffs behind her back. Following her arrest, Lane took BD to his cruiser and bound her legs with zip ties, before later transporting her to the Kanawha Magistrate Court, where he charged her with battery on a police officer, obstructing, and disturbance of schools. Though the charges were later dropped on an unspecified date, BD was subsequently suspended from Riverside. The arrest and suspension, Frame says, have had a devastating impact on BD's health, as she now disengages in the world around her due to her selective mutism, and not only remains unable to sleep alone at night, but also is afraid of male authority figures and people in uniforms. Also, Frame maintains she's experienced unspecified health-related problems from attending numerous administrative hearings and medical appointments for BD since that date. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with your taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.